If you're in the market for your first car, it can feel like a bit of a minefield. From choosing between new or used, petrol or electric, or figuring out what you'll actually get insured on without breaking the bank. So today, we're joined by Stephen Clark from Colmore Cars to break it all down and help first-time buyers make smarter choices when it comes to getting on the road. Stephen, thanks for joining me on the show. First of all, what are the most common mistakes that first-time buyers make?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Really interested to kind of get into some hot topics. So, yeah, common mistakes. Yeah, there's a couple of things that we experience that can be common mistakes, and that's usually down to just the level of kind of preparedness that the customer has. So it's just make sure that you're prepared is probably the first kind of thing that needs to be done. The common mistakes that we see is customers come in and they don't have a full understanding of the full costs associated with motoring, especially if it's their first time kind of buying a car. So just first advice is just make sure that you have a budget in mind, and that budget should include other costs over and beyond the cost of the car itself. So road tax, insurance, and then the upkeep of the car as well.
The whole thing that goes along with it, people can miss that, particularly when it is their first car, and understandably. But when you're starting out, is it better to go for a new or a used car, depending on finances, of course?
Yeah, so it's ordinarily going to be a used car. So the vast majority of first time kind of cars is going to be used, and that's probably for an obvious reason. It's down to the budget, the cost of the car. So absolutely, it's very likely that you'll be going to a new or a used car, and probably your budget will dictate that more often than not. But regardless of that, I suppose there's clear, benefits of having a used car, especially as a first-time driver, is the sting, of putting a mark on the alloy is not as bad on a used car as it would be if it was a brand new car. So there's a lot of kind of practical kind of things that might put you at a little bit more ease if you're in a used car.
For young drivers that do go down the route of buying a used car, which is most people, to be fair, what do they need to be most wary or careful about?
Yeah, there's a couple of things here. First of all, I would recommend just try find yourself in a situation where you're not buying on impulse. And there's a couple of things that you need to do in order to kind of avoid that, or be careful not to do that. So the first thing I would suggest is, especially if it's your first car, you have to consider whether you want it as a manual or an automatic gearbox, because more often than not, you'll be learning how to drive. And you'll be looking to decide what type of learning license or driving license you'll want. So the prevailing choice is to go to an automatic, unless you have a burning desire to buy a manual car. So I would strongly kind of recommend an automatic gearbox. So just make sure that you kind of have your mind made up. Some people might have a very strongly held view that it needs to be a manual, and there is choice for them, but there's more choice for automatics. There's other kind of factors that they need to consider and be very careful about is it might actually come down to an insurance company will decide what car you get. Based on the premium in which they'll quote. So just be sure to know what your insurance profile is. Do a little bit of research so that you don't start going down the wrong path, of thinking you might get a premium on a particular car that you like, only to find that it's the premium is a bit too kind of sobering, to be able to do. The only other kind of areas that I would suggest is always be mindful of the saying, if it's too good to be true, it tends to be the case. So when you are doing research on the cars, just make sure that you're researching the seller as well. There's a lot of information for buyers out there that is impartial and you can trust. So for us, one of the things that we were very proud of, but we know that our customers would use in order to kind of assess Colmore Cars, is our Google reviews. So we've received over, 6,400 reviews so far, and we have a score of 4.7 out of 5. So if it's a business, just make sure that you do a little bit of research on the seller, so that you don't find yourself being in a situation where you're buying a car that's a bit too good to be true.
when it comes to electric cars, then obviously it's something that we're all talking about now. That seems to be the way it's going. The government's introduced a new scrappage scheme where people with petrol or diesel cars that are over 13 years old can get a grant of up to $8,500 towards a new electric vehicle. Do you think that's actually going to encourage more young drivers or first-time buyers to switch to EVs, or is this still out of reach for a lot of people?
Yeah, so EVs, like, it's like the switch is on, right? And there's loads of really positive kind of news stories out there and statistics coming through whereby, you know, the Irish motorist is choosing to switch over to EVs, and you can see that in the stats. To give you a kind of a short answer, I suppose, do I see a strong connection between the government's decision to release this scheme in the context of young drivers? No, I don't see a strong connection that there'll be a lot of kind of young customers deciding to kind of avail of that scheme. I think the scheme has, you know, certain customers that it will be very useful for. So the one that I kind of think of is a household that has two cars. The second car is kind of only used for just household kind of errands over the course of a weekend. It's idle during the week. It's old, and it's probably likely only to be replaced when it starts to be given the owner trouble. So if you have one of those cars and you look at this scheme, there could be actually a really, really, you know, attractive proposition for you on that.
What are the pros and cons of an electric vehicle, particularly for younger drivers?
Electric is, like, there's a lot of really kind of cool things about electric cars, and, you know, there's generally speaking, there's an incredible amount of choice, lots of brands, a lot of incentives by the manufacturers as well as government supports, and more often than not, the running cost of an EV is lower than your traditional cars, and they tend to come with kind of plenty of spec. The type of things that you have to kind of consider when you're lining up whether you're ready to have an EV, and this is for all drivers, I suspect, as much as it is for young drivers, is there is still an element of an elephant in the room when it comes to EVs. It's still relatively untested as a product. I know we're fast becoming kind of, you know, more familiar with it, and there's a lot of kind of comfort coming through there, and there's a lot within the industry we can do in order to kind of help that awareness, that education, and putting some kind of myths, right. So there is certain things that are probably in the mind of buyers that they need to kind of, I suppose, get their heads around. So, and it ultimately comes down to the battery. So can I get a reliable kind of estimate as to the condition of the battery if it is, you know, secondhand, and how can I trust that information? And then ultimately, if there's this huge big tail risk of what happens if this battery completely breaks, what happens if I'm outside warranty, is it going to be a huge cost? And that's going to be a kind of fear factor until, I suppose, we improve the awareness. But there's a huge amount of kind of positive things that the industry is trying to do, that the brands are trying to do, in order to at least make sure that the customers have access to all the relevant information. A lot of things to consider. Also, there's, like, in the spirit of it not being tested, the depreciation of the car. So if you, let's say, you do decide to buy an EV, your next question will be, well, what will be the value of that car in 5 years versus if I had bought a hybrid? Will it be lower? Will it be the same? Because there is a risk, and an element of the uncertainty is, will it age in dog years? And will I ultimately be in a situation where the value of the car in 3 years' time will be significantly lower than if I had gone with a petrol? So there's a couple of things that need to be kind of played out and considered when you're buying a car.
Understandably, with the EVs being still very relatively new, you can understand there would be a lot of maybe sometimes hesitancy about are they going to age in dog years, but still a lot of incentives that are really worth taking for EVs, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Are there certain cars or engine sizes even that are actually cheaper for first-time drivers to insure?
Yeah, it's kind of there's certainly a profile of car that an insurance broker would love to hear you considering, and it's trying to understand, does that fit your suitability and your lifestyle? So your typical kind of small 1 litre to 1.2 litre petrol car is probably, if I was an insurance broker, it would be the first policy I would like to underwrite. And then they keep a lot of information about these type of cars, and they'll have categorised those cars. So the more the performance the car has, the more risky it could be assessed as, and therefore the premium goes up. So yeah, it can influence it, absolutely. And that's what's really important for first-time buyers, to make sure that they give themselves enough time to research for a car, and incorporate into that getting up, I suppose, the learning curve of what does that mean from an insurance perspective.
Stephen, before I let you go, if someone is completely lost and overwhelmed about buying their first car, despite everything you've just said and narrowed down there, it's some great advice, where should they start?
Well, first of all, just don't despair. You know, we live in a world that there's a lot of information out there, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, you know, but I suspect younger people are more able to deal with that than I can. But so don't despair. There is a huge possibility that it's actually going to be an enjoyable experience. And it's, I think we all remember our first car. So it's very, very likely. Don't rule out the risk that this might actually be a very enjoyable experience. But if you do get lost, that's absolutely fine. There's lots of kind of information out there that will be able to help you. And ultimately, you're probably coming into what I feel anyway is a kind of golden era of buying a car. It's a buyer's market. There's a huge amount of variety. There's huge choice. There's incredibly well-run operators within the industry that hold themselves to a high account, and they want to create a great experience for all customers. It's simply down to, if you win, we win. I suppose there's a lot of favourable things that needs to be done. But I think if you kind of follow a couple of tips that we discussed, and just making sure that you give yourself some time, it's really, really important to give yourself some time to research. And then when you do shortlist some cars, make sure that you take the time and put a time aside, so that when you're in the dealership, you're not having something that you think you're late for your next appointment or whatever it is. Make sure you edge out enough time so that you don't find yourself making a kind of a quick decision based on, well, I don't have any time, I better go and make this decision. So there's a lot of things to do, but listen, you've got it. It's one of these things that you have a very, very high probability that it's going to be a great experience. And by all means, come down to Kylemore Cars. We'd love to help your listeners. We have a great choice of cars out there. We've over 800 cars to choose from. We see a lot of first-time buyers. We know exactly what it is that we can advise you on and make sure that we point you in the right direction. And I'm sure our competitors would say the same.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat.
All the best. Thanks, Emil.